Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 10.
Always feed forward, never feed back. Understanding the value of feed forward is building confidence in presenting and public speaking. There are a lot of quick fixes that can act as sticking plasters to helping making your presentations and your public speaking better. But if you want to build a strong foundation, then you need to take stock and appreciate yourself and those around you. Using feed forward can really help with this. Feed forward is based on three clear steps. Feed forward is a mechanism that's all about focusing on the positives. When you give yourself feedback, or you seek feedback from others, it can sometimes focus too much on the negatives. Looking back is not really going to help you progress as a public speaker and presenter. And without wishing to sound too much like Lady Macbeth, what's done is done. Feedback focuses on the past. Feed forward is all about the future, your future as a great public speaker. Let's take a walk through the steps. Step 1. The first step is all about asking yourself, what did I do well? You need to give yourself space to say, yes, that worked well. Yes, it did. I might like to do a bit more there on a particular aspect of your presentation or talk. And what went well for you? It could be how you altered the pace of your delivery, or how you relied on fewer slides, or how well your intent worked. It's all about being truthful though. Step 2 is ask yourself what you could do next time to improve, to change things. But remember, it's not about what you did wrong. This step focuses on the potential solutions and improvements, not on the past problems. So in essence, it's all about questioning what you will do next time to deliver the talk or presentation, to improve it. It could be thinking about the possibility of using a different personal story to give more of the audience reaction, or deciding to spend more of your allotted time to hit home your parting shot of your talk. Step 3, and here comes the rub. This is when you need to ask yourself, what could I be grateful for? What should I give thanks for? It could be thinking about being grateful for feeling confident before you started, even though it may have been the first time you were delivering some of the material in your presentation. Or it could be simply showing gratitude for the level of audience engagement you felt. It can be anything. Again, it's important here to be truthful. Note it's not playing lip service to this step. Sometimes the third step can be quite tricky to get used to, but ultimately the step is there to cultivate a sense of happiness with self.
To find out more about Dion Neubronner and Truth Works, go to truth-works.co.uk.